Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Listen up, everyone, and listen good to me. I have been waiting for this moment for probably 3 years. I had to finally get Dr. Jacqueline Duenas here on the Vet Blast podcast. How are you, my friend?
Hi, my friend. How are you? I'm doing great. This really has been a moment coming, you know,
right.
We met on Instagram in a pandemic time, and I'm still waiting for the day where we get to like hug each other in person.
Yeah, no, we're going to definitely do the dirty dancing lift. I'm going to lift you up.
Not in the process here, but yeah,
it's going to be so good. I just love, you know, that's one thing about social media and the quarantine, that how it has connected so many of us, that maybe because our lives are so busy, I don't know if I would have been on social media during quarantine, but I feel like I connected you and I.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's been so great. I'm super grateful to the Vetstagram community because I got to meet you and you've connected me to Tanasia and Ashley. I feel like our industry, like unless you're in it, it's very difficult to describe, but like it's one of the best jobs in the world, but one of the most difficult jobs in the world. And sometimes it's difficult to relate to people who aren't in this profession. So like having an outlet like the Instagram community or TikTok has really made it easy to find my people, if that makes any sense.
It does. We get it. And we help support one another. We're there for each other because we kind of have an idea like what you're going through, and it's good to have that support community. So it's awesome. So a little bit to our listeners, if you don't know, by the way, you got to follow her, and we'll get into that in a second too, where she's at. But Dr. Duenas, she's an associate veterinarian at the Dynamic Sunset Animal Clinic in Miami, Florida. And she attended, we got to give a shout out to Ross University School of Veterinary Medicine. What? And then she returned to the Sunshine to attend University of Florida to complete her studies. And following graduation, there is no doubt that Dr. Duenas would return home to practice in Miami. And so she has her love for work. It shows in everything she does. And we're going to talk about this as well. Dr. Duenas says she was on Discovery Plus series, Pop My Pet, where she performed life-saving surgeries to pets in need. She also likes to share her life as a veterinarian on social media channels, garnishing her large following and a platform to bridge the gap between veterinarians and pet parents. And she's most passionate about her role as a mom to two beautiful boys and finding balance. I don't know how she does it between motherhood and vet med. She and her husband are the proud parents of those two little boys. They're so adorable. And so how old are they now, by the way, Dr. Duenas?
One will be one and the other one will be three. But we're having a big celebration in November for them.
Oh, that's excellent. And so you were on maternity leave at some point.
Like almost like practically my entire veterinary career. Like I literally became a vet, graduated, got married. A few months later, I was pregnant. So it's funny because all my clients, before the pandemic, I was about to go on maternity leave. We had the pandemic. I came back to work. We were doing curbside, so they weren't coming inside. And then when I came back to work after I was pregnant again, essentially, during that time of the pandemic, we started letting clients back in. And they're like, wait a second, there's something funny going on. Why are you in the same condition that I left you in ago? Because I was pregnant, but they didn't know it was like my second child. Very confused. We think you should seek medical attention if this is lasting this long.
So what was it like then? So you go on maternity leave, you're doing it twice in a shorter amount of time. What were you worried about, your skill set? Like, oh my gosh, like, you know, trying to manage motherhood and going back to practicing. What was that like?
Definitely. So I think like having children is definitely, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life, but one of the most difficult things, especially managing. Big part of my platform on Instagram was managing my work life and my social life and my motherhood life. It's hard to find the balance, and balance looks different for everybody, you know? So at the time with my first son, I decided I wanted to be home more and be more present and take some time away from work. I didn't feel like any less of a veterinarian. I just felt like at that time, that was what I needed to do. With my second son, I didn't get to take as much time because things have been a little bit different in the veterinary fields, where we're having these like national shortages, lots of pet adoptions, increasing client load. So I did feel a little bit more of a pressure to come back a little bit sooner. So I didn't take 6 months like how I did with my son. Taking 6 months was a luxury with my first son, but I was gone for about 3 months. Definitely you have like those nervous jitters. Luckily I have really great clients, but where I think I was most nervous was for surgery. I love surgery. Surgery is a big part of also what I share on my social media life, especially TikTok. So kind of getting the, it's like your first day of school jitters.
Yeah. And you've done such a great job. To the listeners, you might have heard Dr. Duenia. She's been on multiple webinars with us and at conferences, really being so authentic and genuine, talking about motherhood with other great colleagues in our profession. And I think that's been so great. It really has resonated. I know with our audience at DVM 360, they really are writing in saying, thank you so much for sharing. I'm not alone in how I felt. So thank you for doing all of those great webinars.
I think it was an important conversation to have. And I was so grateful for DVM 360 to kind of like open up that branch because, right, we do continuing credits about medical things and learning what's new in the field. But the field is really dominated by women now. And a lot of these women are they're mothers to multiple children. They are business owners. They are specialists. So we wear many, many, many different hats. So it's nice to kind of be able to talk about the alternative and saying like, you know, hey, you're not alone. We understand that you're a busy individual and a professional, but we realize that you also have a family life and that's important too.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you love surgery, which I love to hear about more of. And again, listeners, you got to tell them the name of your TikTok and Instagram, but you post a lot of that on TikTok. Why is that so important to you to share that with the world?
You know, I think there's been a little bit, especially with the pandemic and not allowing owners inside and curbside, whatever your offices might be doing. There's been a little bit of a disconnect and lack of a communication with clients and veterinary professionals. So I think it's really nice to be candid about what we do. I think sometimes they don't also realize that, like, I hate the word just GP because you're never just a GP, right? Like we do so many things and see so many specialties and wear so many hats, but we do a lot of surgery, which a lot of human, no offense to human GPs, but the human GPs aren't doing, you know, they're not operating on a daily basis like how we are. So I think it's important for them to see our skill subset, what we see. It's not always puppy kitten rooms and annual visits, that there's a lot of, you know, down and dirty that happens. Yeah. And then, you know, guilty, I kind of like the pussier, nastier, big mass type of things. Like that's what interests me. So it's a lot of what I post about.
Yeah. And it's wonderful. When I look at your content, it's so educational, one. And then number two, I think of it as you're really showing the value behind what we do every day. When somebody's like, oh my gosh, why is this $1,000? Well, watch one of her videos and you let me know why it would be.
And also it's even just nice because like in the comments, like, of course you're always going to have positive and negative, but it's nice right. to see them in between people and saying like, oh, you know, I've been in this position or, oh, I did have to have this done with my vet or, oh, I didn't know about this. Thank you for sharing about that. So yes. The intention is not to scare people into saying like, okay, you know, run to your veterinarian right now and make sure you get a checkup to have all these right. things, but at least start the conversation about, you know, what do we need to be doing? What do we need to be watching for?
Yeah. And you referenced earlier that you are touted as the princess of pus. congratulations. You know, we got.
But it's not the worst either. So like.
No, but wait, we have the ice princess. Yeah. And so now we have the pus princess.
That's me. So I like to think of myself as like the veterinary Dr. Pimple Popper, I guess. Right.
Kind yes.
of. So give me anything that's a lump or a bump and I'm happy.
Yeah, I was watching some of the episodes on, you know, Pop My Pet, and you really do get in there.
Yeah, we got lucky. And actually, that was a really great experience. I'd never realized like how much actually goes into filming a TV show, but I got to work with an alligator, which was like the coolest thing in the world. I think that's like checked off my bucket list. I don't need to do that ever again.
Right.
I had like just given birth to my first son and like I have like these alligator eyes like all behind me. I'm like, I think I want to make it to like my next birthday. So I'm going to like just stick to dogs and cats for now. Although right. I've encountered chihuahuas more aggressive than the alligators that I met making the show. So.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, we're also we're starting Latin American Heritage Month, which starts, you know, for the next several weeks, which is wonderful. How important is it to you? Of course, you're a veterinarian in Miami, that representation matters.
I think it's really important. You know, I was born in the United States, but my parents are of Cuban descent, and Cuban heritage is a very big part of my day-to-day life, especially now. I've noticed how important it is now that my children are younger. So we make an effort to speak Spanish in the home. I'm bilingual as well, too, which has really been an important staple working down here in Miami, because we do have not just a large Cuban population, but just a large Hispanic and Latin American population as well, too. So by being bilingual and really just letting my culture shine, it's allowed me to connect with clients that I might otherwise not have connected to, because it's really important to have these clients feel like they have someone in their corner, someone who understands them, someone who can communicate with them, because at the end of the day, the one who wins is the pet, because they get the care.
Right. Well, listen to this statistic, Dr. Duane. 61.4% of Hispanic households own a pet. But only 5% of veterinarians are Hispanic. And so, you know, talk about a disconnect that can happen there.
Definitely. Right? Well, and I will tell you that, like, growing up, so my grandmother, it's really funny, she speaks Spanish, but she always told me, she goes, wow, are you really that busy at work? And I go, yeah, you know, we're nonstop. We see a lot of clients. You know, there's days where I'll have 30 plus client days, you know, and she would always tell me, she goes, the dogs in Cuba never got sick. And I told her, I said, well, luckily that the American ones do, or else I wouldn't have a job, you know, so that's like, but there is, you know, in a lot of these Latin American and Hispanic countries, care for people also is not where it should be. You know, a lot of people live in poverty, so they have basic needs for just them. So veterinary care is not a thing, because they're just not in a position where they're having care themselves, you know, especially in Cuba, where a lot of things are rationed, like eggs, milk, supplies. Dogs just eat whatever's left over. So there's still a little bit of a disconnect with the Latin American population. It's not that they don't love their pets, but they're just not, they haven't been taught from a young age how to care for them. So, you know, having a good relationship with a veterinarian, puppy visits, preventative care, and things like that. We're getting there.
Well, I can imagine, especially in Miami, it's got to have a heavy Latinx and Latino or Hispanic population of pet parents. So, but I just know that I do my best to speak Spanish when I have them come in, but just to see the light that makes them feel so welcoming and comfortable and understanding. That's why I always say this all the time, that representation matters everywhere. It really does, you know?
I love, like, especially fortunately in Miami, because we are a predominantly Hispanic population, there's no shortage of Hispanic veterinarians. Like, I wouldn't doubt if maybe like 50% of that 60 or what was the percent?
5%.
About half probably in Miami or South Florida area. So I'm lucky to grow up with people who looked like me in veterinary medicine. So for me to think that I could become a veterinarian, because my role models were all Latin and Hispanic veterinarians. But if for example, the Instagram and the TikTok, even if one person sees me and says like, hey, she looks like me, or, you know, maybe I don't look like them, but for whatever reason they connect to me, okay, I can be a veterinarian. I can do what she does. And then that makes me happy.
Right. Oh, I love that. Like, as if I couldn't love you anymore, you know? So amazing. Okay. So we talk about vet med. You're doing amazing work in vet med. And then I want to know what, and your mom, but you have to have some me time. So what shows are you watching? What are you doing for fun? I need to know more.
I don't know if this will make people love me or hate me, but this is an awful to say a lot. I love murder. Okay. So this is horrible, but like, I love watching murder mysteries like all day long. I can fall asleep to it. Get me a thriller, get me something. If you kill the dog, that's the problem, right?
Yes,
like if
right.
That I'm off of that. And children are no go for me these days too, now that I have my kids. But I'm like, sit me in bed in like a robe eating Oreo cookies and like putting on some kind of true crime drama, and like I'm a happy girl. I'm a happy girl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a horror fanatic. I don't know if you know, like, I'm born on Halloween, so I'm like, it was already, you know, in my DNA to watch some horror stuff and everything. But I just like the escapism, of course. I think it's nice to just, sometimes you have a long day at work, even I just throw on Bravo just to watch what the housewives are doing, right?
That's like, it's either you find me doing that or some kind of reality TV, like where people are arguing. So like, give me like Bachelor Nation type of stuff. Give me Bravo TV and I'm a happy, happy girl for sure.
So now that you're a mom to two boys, I mean, I'm sure that keeps you busy. What are you finding that they're loving? Are they, have they been exposed to the animals yet too? Are they loving the animals? What are sports? What is it?
So I actually posted a TikTok video recently where I had to take my work home with me. So I had a Panloot kitten and I don't have any cats at home. So I brought home a Panloot kitten and my son gets so, so excited. So it was him saying, like, I told him that we had to be very gentle. And he said that he was going to make her feel all better. So he, my oldest is about to be 3. And he loves coming to work with mommy. He knows what mommy does. Mommy helps the dogs and the cats. We always have a lot of kittens up for adoption. So he comes in here with me. Luckily I work for a practice that's very family centric. So we're very much like, hey, you know what, you know, you don't have anybody to watch your kid. That's okay. Bring him to work. We'll figure something out. Like, you know, we're very much welcoming and it's a business run by women and moms. So they're very understanding. So I love being able to bring my son. I love that he's growing up in the practice that I work at. So hopefully, you know, maybe he'll be a mini veterinarian, but he definitely does love, 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 love animals.
Yeah, I love hearing that. It's so important for the kids to love and appreciate, you know, the animals, that unconditional love that they can give you. And I talk about this a lot on TikTok, is just like the importance of just being kind and choosing kindness. And I feel like you can get that from respect with animals at a young age. So that's awesome. Well, I want to close by talking more about our social media, because you and I are both on social media as veterinarians. We know that some veterinarians are like, oh my God, I'd rather do a pyometra than, you know, be on social. But what impact and what are the reasons that you decide to, you know, put yourself out there and show such great content?
You know, at first it started as something really silly. Like, I have my own personal pages where I share pictures of my family and stuff like that. But every once in a while, I'd want to show, you know, a picture of like, man, I did this really good surgery. And like the incision came out really, really great. I would love to post that, but like, does my regular crowd care? Do they want to see those things? So it just kind of created like, even I wasn't even expecting like to garnish a following. It was just like, I wanted a space and a platform to share my other part of my life, which is a big part of my life. So it just kind of started posting and took off a little bit from there. Initially I was doing Instagram a lot, but I've really loved TikTok. I like that you can reach large audiences around different countries, which has really been really nice. So I got to connect with all kinds of different people. And I just, there's something about watching videos as opposed to just having photos that Instagram doesn't offer. But it really just became like, I just want to share what I do.
Yeah. And who would have thought that what we have is it? I mean, I guess I can see why we're so popular in social media, is because animal content is just the ruler of it all. People just love to consume it. But, you know, it's like one of those things, who would have thought that it would take off and really know like how valued and respected we really are. And one thing I always tell other veterinarians when I get interviewed about social media is that pet owners are not dumb, right?
We talked about this because we had that podcast about millennials that like, don't use the word pet owners anymore. We're very much pet parents. Okay. So yeah. Like, are having children later in life, their children are their pets. And I'm having so many, as opposed to 5 years ago, so many people that come in that want to do wellness visits where they just want to talk about diet, or they just want to talk about lifestyle choices for their pet, as opposed to waiting till their pets are sick or, you know, doing whatever they want. This is the educated generation where they have knowledge, information on their fingertips. You tell them something and in a minute they're on their phones looking something up. So they're definitely, this is the generation that's very well connected, that wants to learn and wants to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So, and I say that, so don't discredit them. When I'm in the exam room, I make them part of the treatment process together. Yeah. And they love that. Look under the microscope with me. See what I'm flipping the lip. This is what the dental disease, that's where that smell's coming from. Oh, okay. I get it. You know, the more they see things, the more they get buy-in and are more compliant. Well, I feel like
ultimately they're the ones that, you know, with our help, but they're making the decisions when it comes to the treatments of their pets. So I feel like we're doing that pet a disservice if we can't be a team with that pet owner to kind of help them and what's going on. So gone are the days where it's just like, okay, well, this is, you know, here's the prescription, you know, go and do this. We have a cloud-based software, for example, like we're very Gen Z and millennial friendly, where we have a cloud-based software. We can text people, we can send them images of things, and people really love having that extra point of care.
They really do love it. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad we were able to finally connect and see you. I can't wait to see you in person, by the way. So we have to make this happen.
Going to make it out to a conference. I don't know which one, either end of this year or early of next year.
Just let me know, because it's going to be something. I want balloons. Like, I want something really over the top for when we meet. Well, Dr. Duenas, tell everyone where we can follow you on social, Instagram, websites, TikTok, all of it.
So you can find me at Dr. Duenas, so Dr. Duenas across all platforms.
Easily. She's one of those that just says, just Google me.
You're going to find a ton of stuff, but you'll get to the TikTok.
Yeah. No, she's all there. And I really can't stress this enough to our listeners that please follow her. She's got wonderful content. She's an incredible friend. If you're stuck to the vet students that tune in, we got quite a few that listen. She's a great mentor. She would be able to chat with you, have a one-on-one. She's just an incredible friend. So I can't say enough wonderful things.
I love that. Thank you. Love you so much.
Love you. Thank you to our friends for listening too, and continue to do great work out there. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. It always helps us out. And we'll see you next time, right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.